Dudley's Corner is a really small diner attached to a Shell gas station in north central Iowa. It's right along Interstate 35. Inside the diner, a group of retired farmers hunker over a casual game of cards, all wearing baseball caps with different seed company logos.
Well, we're gonna have to have better cards than this, Gene.
Cribbage is their game.
Well, there you go.
I'm 85 years old. Today's my birthday, so I'm Roy Prowley.
Prowley started farming when he graduated high school in 1945 near Latimer. When he retired in 1993, he farmed about 240 acres.
Now they're farming 10,000 acres. Well, now it's not fun anymore. It's a big business. And if you got that much money to farm, you might as well retire. That's the way I look at it.
If Congress doesn't pass a new farm bill, the government policies in place when Prawley was a teenager could once again be the law of the land. Chad Hart is an ag economist at Iowa State University, and he says that would mean 90% of the United States Department of Agriculture's programs would be gone.
We go back to parity pricing on our crops and livestock, which would mean that there will be a tremendous amount of government support flowing out, because parity prices are based upon what they were back in the 1920s. Think of those prices being inflated up to today's values.
Frankly, Congress is not going to allow that.
That's Amanda Taylor. She's a senior policy advisor for the Iowa Corn Growers Association.
Congress might be slow to getting to work, and they might not get it done in September. But if that's the case, I just can't imagine USDA pulling out every program they've ever had in place and reverting, knowing that Congress will come around eventually and work out a deal.
Taylor says Congress rarely acts on anything going into an election, but they'll be forced to agree on a short-term extension of the previous farm bill. That's frustrating to a lot of Midwestern farmers and ranchers, because passing a new farm bill was so close. What got in the way was the part of the farm bill about nutrition, specifically the SNAP program, also known as food stamps. Republicans in the full House couldn't agree on how much to cut. That means no farm bill. So then comes the driest summer in decades, and the House suggests a drought relief band-aid for ag producers in its place. But the Senate swats it away, saying essentially, no, give us a five-year farm bill. Now ranchers like Ed Griman out by Garner in northern Iowa are feeling what life would be like without a farm bill.
This year was going to be a banner year. I mean, it was really projected to be really good. That has changed all of a sudden in the last 60 days.
Griman wears a straw cowboy hat, plaid blue shirt, suspenders. He stands by a large John Deere tractor he's using to move silage around. That's a feed product for cattle made from corn, and this stuff's pretty dry. Griman says he wishes the farm bill would just focus on the farm.
There's a lot of dollars tied to the farm bill that have nothing to do with agriculture, with food stamps and things like that. And so I think that that's where the hang-up is coming with the budget, and which is unfortunate. I just kind of like to get rid of all that stuff and just have the farm bill be the farm bill.
After all, 80% of the farm bill focuses on the nutrition side. But Amanda Taylor with the Iowa Corn Growers Association says having those other programs wrapped into the bill actually helps.
If we were working on simply a farm bill that affected only farmers, I find it very difficult to think that urban legislators, whether from either side of the aisle, would be one, very excited about it, two, work very hard on it, and three, frankly, probably vote for it.
Taylor says look for Congress to approve a farm bill extension by the end of the session. As for the 2012 farm bill, uncertainty continues, because after the November election, who knows? In Garner, I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.